I love your eyes so much. I just looked in your eyes like deeply for the first time in our whole friendship, and I think I fell in love a little bit.
Is that why I suddenly feel a shiver of cold?
Gang. Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hi, this is an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who sometimes sit in their own filth all weekend.
Is that what you did?
That's what I did this weekend.
Congratulations, Kathleen. Showering is for losers and rich people.
I showered on Thursday night, and then I didn't shower again until Monday morning. Is that disgusting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really gross, huh?
But our forefathers and our foremothers, they showered, what, like twice a year when they pulled out the wash basin tub in the front yard and they all got in it?
I was molding my hair into different shapes this morning. Like, this one's a cactus and this one's a bird.
I'm a big fan of the beret now because it's fall. I put all of my dirty hair into the beret, and then you just curl the front sections that hang out so it looks like something's going on and it was intentional. But really, your hair is just a mass of filth.
You know what? We should make an Acquired Taste berets.
Berets.
Do you think anybody would buy that?
Let us know if you would buy that. Tweet us at Acquired Podcast and just say thumbs up or thumbs down
on the beret.
You know,
I had to look up the spelling of beret the other day because for the life of me, I couldn't get it.
Only one R and a silent T.
I know. Look at that.
Hmm. I'm Bethany.
I'm Kathleen.
And we are here again in Kitchen Studio NYC. And Samantha is still on her hiatus, which we again tell everyone, take the time off you need to make sure that everything in your life is good.
You have to take care of yourself, your mental health.
Yep. So she will let us know when something changes, but we're soldiering on in the meantime. It's all good.
We are.
Okay. So I'm really excited because we have a couple of advice needed emails, and I think that they're something that will like resonate with a lot of people, but I do need to address something that I said two episodes ago regarding Murder, She Wrote and how it helps my memory. Okay.
That Angela Lansbury.
So if you're new to the podcast and this is the first episode you're listening to, a couple of episodes ago, I said that ever since I started watching Murder, She Wrote, I got better remembering people's names because on the show, Jessica is always like meeting people and then always remembers them, you know, years later, like, oh, Todd, I met you at, you know, the Halloween fete in 1987. And I realized that I was starting to remember names too. I made the mistake of correlation does not imply causation. Just because two things are correlated doesn't mean that one causes the other. And I was assuming that because Murder, She Wrote was what was on my TV, it was making it so that I could remember names. My sister pointed out that I've also been getting much more sleep lately since I no longer wake up at 3 a.m. And she very sweetly and non-judgmentally texted me and was like, maybe that's the reason you're remembering things better is because you're getting more sleep. But it could also be Murder, She Wrote. So I want to shout out to our listener, Ashley, who is currently on maternity leave watching Murder, She Wrote. And she said her memory has not gotten any better. So I apologize for misleading you, Ashley.
Wait, hold on. Correlation.
Correlation does not equal causation. So just because you and I hold hands when we walk and there's an earthquake does not mean that you and me holding hands caused the earthquake.
Yes.
Okay, so we have two advice emails that we need to get to. But first, okay, you know when you're super duper stressed and everything comes down on you at once?
No, not at all.
No. a lot of that can show in your face. You can start breaking out. I know that I'm not the only one who does this. Thank goodness for BioClarity. We love them so much. They've been one of our long-term partners from the very beginning. I think they were our first partner ever.
They were.
The thing that we love about BioClarity is that it's clean, it's green, it's gentle.
It contains hydrating plant extracts like chamomile and green tea, cucumber, licorice root, all things that you would drink in your tea.
And it's 100% vegan and cruelty-free.
I'm not really good at following directions, but BioClarity makes it really, really, really simple. It's just 3 steps. Cleanse, treat, restore. I use BioClarity to help fight breakouts and soothe my skin and minimize redness. I cannot stop pimples when they come around that time of the month, and BioClarity is one of the only things that work for me. I also cannot do a BioClarity spot without mentioning my favorite ingredient of theirs, because I like to say the word.
Floralux.
It's what makes BioClarity green, so you look like a sea monster.
But then it washes off. It doesn't make your face green.
And it makes your face beautiful.
Yes, it does. Get started on healthier habits with your skincare. Just go to BioClarity.com, and our listeners are going to get your first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free.
And it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter the code ACQUIRED when you check out. That's ACQUIRED. So just go to BioClarity.com for 50% off of your first month and enter the code ACQUIRED, ACQUIRED, at checkout. Okay, listener advice.
Okay, do you want to start with relationship problems or other relationship problems?
I choose the former.
Okay. This is from our listener. She says she likes old lady names that are coming back in style. Should we call her Gertrude?
Ooh.
Okay. She says, in a nutshell, I need help with being okay with the impending possibility of being alone. I've been married for 4.5 years and I've been with him for almost 8. I'll spare you the details of what's going on, but there's a chance we're headed to divorce. We're both struggling with certain things despite our mutual respect and admiration for each other. It's breaking my heart. The thought of life without him makes me so scared and sad. When you joyfully commit your life to someone and you have all of these plans and dreams and you know that no matter what life throws at you, you're 100% comforted by the fact that this person will be there through it all. And then the possibility of it not happening rears its ugly head. Well, I just feel like a rug was pulled out from under me. I feel like I got tricked. But that's not why I'm writing, she says. There's a very real possibility that at this time next year, I might be alone. And I've never really been alone. Before my husband, I was with someone else for 8 years. Before that, I was with someone for 3. She's a serial monogamist.
Wow.
She says, I'm 35. I've never been without someone. I didn't mean to be that person who's never not been in a relationship. It just kind of happened by accident. Now I'm terrified of how I'm going to feel when I'm sitting by myself alone and I know there's no one coming home. So, she says, I was listening to one of your podcasts recently. I feel like it was from about a year ago. And Bethany mentioned, instead of asking, why is this happening to me? Ask, why is this happening for me? Which is very good advice I got from my old therapist.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It just sort of helps you take yourself out of the victim role, even if you are a victim. And it helps you realize that, okay, there are probably lessons in this situation that I need to pull out. So let's figure out what that reason is so then you can move on.
I love that.
It's so life-changing. So she says, I know many people say you don't truly know yourself until you're out of your comfort zone. She says, Bethany, I admire you for being, you know, alone all the time. Oh. She says it nicer. She's like,
I was just going to say, Bethany, are you? Did you write this email into the podcast?
So she's very sweet. So she says, now I'm finally able to ask my question, which I know that you guys can help me with because I know you're all in relationships, but you do things independently. Help me get excited about being alone. I know there's a whole world of awesomeness to it. I know I'll be sad for a while, but I want to embrace it. What's awesome about being single? What do you love about living alone? For you, Kathleen, even though you're happily in a marriage, do me a solid. Tell me what you miss about being single.
Yeah. I want to hug Gertrude.
I know, but I'm sad for her, but I sort of love that she's able to pull herself away from her sadness and also be like, this might happen.
Yeah.
Let's plan for it so that it's not something I'm blindsided by.
Yes. And let's plan for it in case it happens. I can move on with my life and it won't run me over.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I do too. And I think it's good for people who are single right now to stop and appreciate what it is like to be single and everything that you have.
Yeah.
So Kathleen,
yes.
What do you miss about being single? And this is no disrespect to Neil.
No, not at all.
Your current husband and my future husband.
The thing is that I'm in a unique position where I wasn't an adult yet when I was single because I started dating my husband when I was 19.
Were you 19?
I was 19.
Whoa.
And so I was basically still a child.
Yeah.
I will say this. If I had to be single again, if something really terrible happened and I ended up single, I could do it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Living alone is one of the things that I always say that maybe I missed out on that. And I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. I don't hold that against anybody. But when I'm home alone, these are the things that I really like doing. I like not putting on the TV. Like, I just like walking around in silence.
Okay.
I like fixing things myself.
Yes.
I know that's one of your favorite things, Bethany.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Taking out the screwdriver, taking out the hammer, doing it yourself. That is so gratifying.
And now there's YouTube. yes. tells you how to do it all.
Yes.
I fixed a burner.
Hell yeah.
I was playing with the gas lines. I shouldn't have been, but I did it. And nothing blew up.
Nothing blew up. Putting together furniture, that kind of stuff, when you do it alone, it is immensely therapeutic.
Guess what else is really fun about being single?
What?
The entire medicine cabinet belongs to you.
That's right.
You get all the shelves.
And the and the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath the bed.
Everything is yours. You don't have to get someone else's opinion on what you want to put on your walls.
No.
Like, one of the first things I got when I moved in alone was one of those like fake taxidermy heads.
Yes.
Because they're so ridiculous, but they're fun and no one can say you can't have it.
Exactly.
You can do whatever you want. Frame a giant picture of yourself. My bathroom has 3 pictures of me in it because no one can tell me that I can't put 3 pictures of myself in my bathroom over the toilet. So heaven forbid a dude come over and he's peeing, he's looking at 3 of me.
You know, I bet that she's right about that. She, over her toilet. Sure enough. Pictures of herself. When I was single, I had this digital picture frame that played the Mandy Moore version of A Little Help from My Friends. And it was just all pictures of me on rotation with Mandy Moore singing this song.
Okay, Gertrude, number one, if this divorce sadly happens, your first job is to frame a photo of yourself and put it up. And it had better be an amazingly yes. ornate frame that you spray paint gold. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. I play Alanis Morissette on, playlist on my Amazon Alexa over and over, the same playlist yep. over and over and over again when I'm home alone.
No one gets sick of you playing the same songs.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to put on clothes if you don't want to.
No, you don't.
You can leave the door open when you go to the bathroom.
Yes, you can.
You can eat whatever you want. And if you go out to eat and you bring home, a doggy bag, no one has eaten the food while you were away.
Mm-mm.
It's still there waiting for you.
And you can color code your bookshelf.
And no one's going to yell at you that they're organized by color and not by author, which would make more sense.
Nope, color.
Because you know where they are. You're not a library. No one needs to be taking your books out.
Mm-mm. And you can get all the furry faux fur blankets that you want.
Mm-hmm.
I just got 2 more from westelm.com.
Here's the other thing. If you want to go somewhere, you can just go.
Yeah.
You don't have to check with someone to see if it works on their schedule, to see if they want to go or do they want to do something else, or it's their birthday, so you have to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Screw it. You're going to save so much money on his birthday because you don't have to buy him a present.
Yeah.
You don't have to split your holidays anymore between his parents and your parents.
Nope. And if you want to have scrambled eggs every day of the week, Monday through Friday, that's your prerogative.
Mm-hmm, totally. And guess what? You know that one friend he has that you have never liked? You don't have to ever see that friend again.
Oh, no. And you don't have to put up with that friend's bad jokes.
Mm-mm. And you know that one friend that you've always been low-key attracted to? You can make out with him now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in some schools.
Also, you get to pick the paint color that goes on your wall.
Everything is your choice.
Emerald green? Go for it.
Girl,
canary yellow?
Season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good room. Canary yellow is a very good color for a room. You can go on vacation wherever you want. If you had planned a date and you don't want to go out anymore, you can stay in and it's not going to disappoint anyone.
Mm-mm.
It's just, you. And plus you get to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
Like if now you want to be someone who, you know, dresses a certain way and you were with someone that felt stupid and maybe he would have been supportive about it, but you still felt kind of dumb. Screw it.
Yeah.
Reinvent.
Yeah. And you can get all the packages to your house that you want and nobody is going to judge you for it.
And maybe you want to take up art now. Maybe you're an artist now.
Yeah. Maybe your dining room table is now your watercolor table.
Exactly.
And you eat sitting on your couch every night.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Maybe you throw dinner parties every night because that's the kind of person you've become.
And maybe before you go to bed, you pour yourself a shot glass worth of champagne.
Maybe you do that anyway. Maybe you do it in the morning before you shower.
No one is there to say, I don't think you should be doing that.
It's cool.
Oh, speaking of showering, you could shower for an hour.
Oh.
You don't have to share that hot water with anybody.
It's bad for the earth, but it's good for your mental health.
Very bad for the earth. You should maybe rethink that.
And also, like, if you're worried about being alone, I am such a fan of having a familiar or two. I have my 2 cats. They make me a stereotype, but they also make my heart happy. And sometimes it's just nice to have other living things in your house. They're really good and have a lot of green in your house too. Wherever you end up moving, put a lot of green in there. It's so good for your mental health. Having a lot of plants just makes you feel better when you walk into the room.
I can't remember the name of it right now, but I just discovered that there is literally a podcast for people who want to enhance their ability to grow houseplants. There's a podcast about houseplants.
There's a podcast for everything.
Yeah.
You got this, Gertrude. You're going to be great. I do hope it works out. I really do. But if it doesn't, just know that you're never thrown anything that you can't handle. And we're excited for you, whatever ends up happening.
Gertrude is handling this in the most mature way ever.
Yeah. She's great. She's going to be fine.
She needs to write the handbook on possibly getting divorced.
Yeah.
If you might get divorced, read this.
Yes. If you think things are going south, here's your just in case novel. You got this. Write this book.
Yes.
Keep us posted. If you were listening and you have advice for Gertrude, tweet us at Acquired Podcast or shoot us an email, acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com, subject line advice for Gertrude. And we can pass that along too.
So good.
I said it last week. I said it before. I don't understand food. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how things go together.
Well, that's why we're so lucky to have HelloFresh, because they do all the work for you.
It's so helpful for me. And if you're like me and cooking is tough and you don't get it, to have these different flavors that you would never guess go together, mm-hmm. put together for you in a box that shows up at your house. Everything is pre-measured. It's organized. You have like the recipe card. There's pictures. They show you exactly how to make it. So you don't have to do any thinking.
Yep.
Because the thinking part of my food brain is broken.
And what I love about HelloFresh is that you get to choose from the classic, the veggie, or the family.
And you were saying that last week.
Yes.
Order the family.
Order the family for Thanksgiving week, because then you have a whole bunch of food to serve people.
I took the vegetarian option, and one of my favorite meals I made was the sweet potato and black bean tacos.
That sounds delicious.
So, so good. And I loved them because the sweet potato is so like meaty. So it feels like there's a lot of stuff in there that you're eating that's so good for you. They're beautiful. They're delicious.
Talk and dirty to me.
And I made it myself.
I feel more confident when I'm making meals with HelloFresh's guidelines, because I know that the meals are going to turn out delicious, as opposed to when I just make it myself and it's a total crapshoot.
Plus, if cooking isn't really a thing for you, you haven't experienced the excitement of cooking. You actually feel amazing when you've made something. It looks like it's something that should be on Instagram, and you did that. You didn't know you could do it.
So if you want to get in on this HelloFresh action, trust us, you will not be disappointed. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/taste60. That's TASTE and the number 60. Again, for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/taste60. That's TASTE and the number 60.
That's up to 50% off three boxes. That's why we love you, HelloFresh. Okay, so we need a name for this next advice. This one is, I don't know, this one like hit me and I got mad about it. So it's a woman. What should we call her?
Can we call her Holly Berry?
Yeah.
Wait, do you know why? Wait, hang on.
Wait, Holly Berry or Halle Berry? I'm on board with either.
I don't know how you say it. Hold on a second. There's one piece of news that I have to share with you, and it's sports news, so I definitely have to look it up.
We've never done sports news before.
Wait, just give me a second.
Can we do a segment where we just have you give sports news that you remember?
It's about Holly Berry and a football team.
Okay. Holly Berry or Halle Berry?
I don't.
One is the Berry at Christmas, and one is the actress who won an Oscar for Monster.
Okay.
Or so Monster's Ball.
The Los Angeles Rams, that's a football team.
Can confirm.
They. The news, the broadcasters who watch the game, who call out plays, what are they called?
The play-by-play announcers.
Play-by-play announcers. Mm-hmm. They were particularly quiet during one of the plays of the Rams, and one of the players yelled out, Holly Berry.
Holly Berry or Halle Berry?
Halle Berry. And it's the name of the play.
They named a play after Halle Berry?
Because it's their favorite play. So Holly Berry caught on, and she tweeted out, like, hold up. The player's name is Jared Goff, 16. That's his Twitter handle. I guess he's the number 16. What is the Holly Berry / Halle Berry? That she tweeted that to the guy. And it turns out it's his favorite play. It's the most hilarious thing you've ever
heard. That's amazing. That's high praise. Like, okay, why would they name a play Kathleen? Why would they name a play the web girl Kathleen?
Because too many things going on at once. Why would a play be named the Bethany?
because it is dark and it hurts. But like, it's fun in the end.
Everybody ends up with bruises afterwards.
Yeah. No one quite knows what just happened.
Or people, the other team gets so scared they're pale as a ghost after you do that play.
It involves a lot of screaming and crying.
I would watch football if the plays were named after all of my favorite female celebrities.
Same.
You hear the Jets calling out Anne Hathaway.
It's a very dramatic play. Or like the Lena Dunham, where like everyone gets a little annoyed and sometimes it's offensive.
The Adrian Grenier, where they just form into the shape of a dolphin. Or is it whales that he's passionate about? Whales. He loves the whales.
He loves whales so much.
The football team, the offensive line, is that a thing? They just form into the shape of a whale tail.
It'd be the Denzel Washington because it's perfectly symmetrical and there's nothing wrong with it.
Or the Ben Affleck is just a hot mess. It's not even really a play. They just run around like chickens with their head cut off. Jennifer Gardner and all the kids are just on the sidelines shaking their heads.
Everyone named Jennifer walks away with their kids.
Okay. I think the NFL should get in touch with us because we have ways to incorporate non-football watchers into the watching
of the football
culture.
Not selling ourselves very well, no. But we have some ideas, NFL, yes. And you have some issues, so mm-hmm. I think we should all team up. Mm-hmm. All right, so what are we calling this woman?
Halle Berry.
Okay. All right. Serious time. Mm-hmm. All right, she says, okay, so I've been dating this girl for a few months, so from the beginning, we had a strong connection. She has a good heart. She's smart, generous, intelligent. She's simply amazing. She has these great best friends, mm-hmm. one of which she's super close with. They've been friends for a few years now. They've been through a lot together within those few years. They talk every day on the phone and they work together. They see each other outside of work as well. This best friend seems like a good person. I have no personal problems with her and she seems to like me. She's happy for her BFF, my girlfriend, that mm-hmm. we are together. Mm-hmm. However, one thing I noticed is that they're very enmeshed in each other's lives to the point where I had to communicate that I wish she would spend time with me instead of her friend on the phone. Oh. I only see my girlfriend on the weekends, and when we're together, they usually call each other all the time on our time and spend at least an hour on the phone with me just sitting there. Again, I have no problem with them calling or texting when I'm around, but I feel... And I explained to her, I don't see her as often. We only have 2 days out of the week to spend with each other. She realized what I was saying. She mended the situation and she explained. She guessed her friends were used to her being always available before I was there,
yeah.
Which I get.
Yeah.
I have two best friends of my own who I've known for 20 years. So I get how important and necessary it is to have good friends in your life that have been through thick and thin and having a bond. But it's hard because how they talk and interact, it's like they don't want to share each other with anyone else. It makes me uncomfortable. Not that I think they would do anything. Her friend is straight, has a boyfriend, but he doesn't live in the same state, so they don't see each other often. So when he isn't around, they get together. My girlfriend even told me that if her best friend's boyfriend lived here and spent more time with her best friend, she'd feel jealous. Mm-hmm. And even sometimes it seems my girlfriend doesn't want to share her friends with me. I don't know how to take that or what to say. The thing that concerns me, and I don't know if I'm thinking too much into it, is that they're going on a weekend road trip together, just the two of them, which is fine, but I'm scared that it's going to make things more uncomfortable. It's weird to say, but it's like they'll bond more and it'll solidify their friendship more. I don't want them not to be friends or to spend time together, but I don't want to feel like I have to worry or feel uncomfortable thinking I have to fight for a place or time with my girlfriend, that they get jealous of each other spending time with other people. I don't know if I'm wrong in this situation. You're not. Yeah. We've spoken about it slightly, but I haven't said outright I'm uncomfortable because I know that friendships are a delicate situation and blah, blah, blah. We're in our 30s, if that's important to know. I don't know if this is a big issue or if it is, will it get worse as time passes or does it just take time to adjust? I feel like if I keep telling my girlfriend about her friendship with the best friend, it's going to cause conflicts between us eventually. And I don't want to seem like a nag. I don't want them to not be friends. Please help me. Thank you so much. That's from Hallie. Woof.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
The thing is that when you're in a relationship with somebody and you think that it's the relationship that's going to last, because mm-hmm. why else do people date? You want to find... No, I'm making a generalization.
Well, I mean, I think the idea of dating is to eventually find companionship. And exactly. Some people want that to be long term. Sure.
And if you're thinking about this with a long term goal, it's not sustainable. This type of friendship, it doesn't mean that you can't be friends with anybody else. But when you're in this relationship, the person that you're in the relationship with has to come first.
Yeah.
Because if you get married down the line, that person is going to come before all other.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. It's not just this kind of relationship, like a friendship. It's what if you're with someone and you and a parent, you and like their mom have a conflict and they take their mom's side all the time. That's a problem.
That sucks.
Like they have to be on your team and you have to know they're on your team.
I'm the first one to be the offender of it's date night and I'm checking my phone and my husband is constantly yelling at me, like, put your phone away.
Sure.
Look at me in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at me in the face.
Look at my eyes. Have a conversation with me.
Yeah.
And I have a tendency to always be like, but wait, it's my job. I have to look at my phone. Blah, blah, blah. The truth is that I don't. I can take an hour out of my night to put my phone away and talk to him. And if somebody says that they can't, unless they're a doctor and they're on call.
Yeah.
I don't see. Or if you have a parent who's very sick.
Sure.
Then you put the ringer on high.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put the phone 10 feet away from you.
I think that it's interesting. I have a friend who's like this too, where she's had this one friend for her entire life. Mm-hmm. And they're so close and so enmeshed that it has now gotten to the point where, because they're also in their 30s, where it's negatively affecting their life. Because one won't go out and do things if the other one doesn't want to do them.
Oh.
They've never lived apart. They've always lived together. Like, one has moved across the country for the other. They're basically married, mm-hmm. but they're just best friends. And so no other person can get into that relationship because there's no room. And it's a problem.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
So I think, Hallie, that you're clearly being incredibly understanding. Like, she gives so many caveats throughout the entire email. Like, it's not a problem that she has a friend. I always want her to have a friend. Yeah. This isn't a big deal. But it's a big deal. If you cannot get the time you want, especially because you guys only see each other twice a week, that's a major problem. And it sounds like no one's ever called her on this before, or she's just never been in a position where she needed to be called on it. You got to stand your ground.
And the road trip without the girlfriend coming along
just feels so, it feels so disrespectful on a certain level.
I would be devastated if my husband had this type of connection with somebody else and was ignoring me to talk to them and was answering their text messages and their phone calls at all hours of the day and night. I would be devastated.
Yeah, I would too. I think, Hallie, you have to stand up for yourself. And, you know, she said they've been together for a few months. So now is the time to do it, because heaven forbid you hold your tongue for another year.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep happening and you're going to harbor resentment and it's going to build up and build up. And, you know, it sounds like right now everyone likes each other. So now's the time to do something.
I've said this to friends who've had issues right off the bat in relationships. The first couple months should be easy peasy.
Because all you want to do is make out.
Yes. Those are the honeymoon months. Mm. If you have these types of very serious issues in relatively short amount of time since being with one another, that's a huge red flag for me.
That's a good point.
Huge red flag.
Yeah.
And every time I've said this to my friends who've had these issues, they've always broken up with a person in the end, because you can't set a track for a long-term committed healthy relationship when these red flags pop up so soon.
Ugh. I hope they don't break up. I mean, I hope they don't, but you can't not say anything. You're just going to resent each other so much.
It's like that warning sign, construction ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be traffic on the beltway.
On the 405.
On the parkway.
On the main street, on that roundabout, that one particular roundabout. You got to address it.
I would say run for the hills, break up
really?
With this person
right now.
Really?
You think break up? Wait, you think break up?
I think it's so disrespectful that I would advise her to break up and find somebody who wants to spend time with her, who's respectful of the quality time that they do have with one another.
It's like, you know, when you find someone that you think is worth your damn time, it's not, I don't feel like it's meeting their family when things can go awry, because you can mitigate the amount of time that you see their family.
Of course.
It's their friends. If mm-hmm. their friends suck, you're done, mm-hmm. because these are people that they've chosen to have in their life.
That's an excellent point.
It says a lot about someone who they choose to spend their time with.
That's true.
I once dated a guy, his friends were the worst.
Yeah.
And it made me look at him differently, because I'm just like, this dude's racist.
Yeah.
This dude's just a jerk. And these are the people that you're like, I want to hang out with you every night.
Because you like this person, and then you see the values of the person that they align themselves with, and it doesn't add up.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, have you been lying to me? Have you been putting on a different facade of who you're presenting yourself to be?
Yeah.
It's so tough.
It's a matter of respect.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's a matter of respect.
Are you in group chats, Bethany, on your phone?
Yeah.
So am I. I'm in like 3 or 4 different group chats from different groups of friends.
Yeah.
At any point in time, I don't feel obligated to answer anybody immediately.
No.
Right?
There's one person in my life that I feel obligated to answer immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is like, I'll get to you.
I'll get to you eventually.
And it's not a slam on you personally. Yeah. It's just like, this is the order in which things have to happen.
And sometimes 3 days go by and then I go,
yeah,
I go and I read every single text and like it, you know, so everybody gets those annoying notifications.
Yeah. From
like, ding, Kathleen liked this. Ding, Kathleen hearted this. Ding, ding, ding.
It's not. But like, sometimes okay. I wonder, is there something wrong with me that I don't have a friend that I feel like I have to be there as soon as they text? Like, maybe I just don't have a good friendship, but I don't feel like that's the case.
No, even the person that I consider my very best friend, she's busy, I'm busy. We both know that if we don't answer each other right away, it doesn't mean that we value our friendships any less. It just means that we're like making dinner or picking the baby up from daycare or something.
Yeah. Well, you have a baby?
No, she does though. Okay. I know. Right. I still don't know how to deal with her baby. JK, JK, I love her baby.
Ruined the friendship.
Love her baby.
Yes. So let's see what happens, but you got to talk to her, Hallie. Stand up for yourself. You're strong. You got this. Let us know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We're invested now. Let us know if you want us to talk to her. We'll get her on the phone.
Yes.
Let's ruin a relationship.
I mean, like, we both have non-degrees in psychology, just like Dr. Phil. So we're qualified.
We're as qualified as Dr. Phil. Well, by the way, now is a good time to mention this advice we are giving is not qualified in any way to
not
be taken
qualified
as medical advice or psychological analysis.
We are not doctors.
Mm-mm, it's for entertainment purposes only. But still, we're pretty damn smart. Let us know what happens. Okay, Hallie, we love you. If you have any advice for Hallie, of course, tweet us or email us. And we just want to make sure everything's okay.
We love you, Hallie. Barry. Hallie.
Hallie Barry.
When we were talking about thanking the sponsor today, Bethany and I both yelped at the same time.
Because it's Third Love and we are both wearing their bras right
now. Yes, I haven't taken this bra off since they sent us a sample.
It's the best bra I've ever owned.
And I've been waiting for this commercial to use our code to buy myself more Third Love bras. I can't even describe to you how comfortable it is. It's literally, I hand wash it and then hang it to dry and then I wear it again the next day at the end of every week.
Third Love is this amazing bra company. They have more sizes than other brands. They're the industry leader with 70 sizes, including its signature half cup sizes. Because how many of you out there are like, okay, a B doesn't fit, it's too small, but like a C is too big or larger.
I'm wearing a 36B and a half.
Look at you being a B and a half.
No.
There's quality in every stitch. They have great details, premium fabrics. They're so soft. And you can find your fit in 60 seconds with Third Love's online fit finder. Then you order it, you try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences with someone reaching in and pulling things and yanking things and cupping things. And if you're a larger size, don't worry. Cups go from A through H, bands up to 48. They're going to fit everybody because everybody deserves a bra that fits and feels really good.
And if you've seen their commercials on Facebook or Instagram, they show body types of all shapes and sizes.
Yep.
And it makes me feel good
that
this is a company that supports body diversity.
One of the things I love too is that in the survey you take, they ask you what your breast shape is.
Yes.
Which I never thought of that, but I realized that's why bras have not been fitting me right, because my breast is shaped, both of them actually are shaped differently than conventional bras fit.
Yes.
They're shaped like octagons, which no one shapes for.
Octagon? Is that eight sides?
Eight-sided breasts.
Hmm.
You'd think it's weird, but, you know, don't body shame me.
Well, mine hang all the way down to my toes.
We'll find a bra for you, Kathleen.
Yes. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering Acquired Taste listeners 15% off of their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/taste now, right now.
Like, do it.
Right. Open up your browser. To find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/taste, TASTE, to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. So I watched all of these crazy movies this weekend. Can I just go over? Okay. Old movies. Volcano.
Okay. Starring Billy Bob Thornton and a volcano.
And Heche.
Uh-huh.
Hench.
And Heche.
Okay. And L.A. turns into a volcano.
Okay.
Kissing Jessica Stein.
Okay.
Which I only caught the tail end of. That's also from the 90s. I watched The Post, which was excellent. Mm-hmm. Such a good movie. I'm pretty sure that was an Oscar contender last year.
I think it was made to be an Oscar contender.
Yes.
Like Steven Spielberg like directed it. It made it happen in like 2 months. It just happened so fast.
Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep in that one. I watched Liam Neeson in Taken. I always call him that.
Because Liam Neeson is also a really good name. It's fine.
I always do that. And then I watch this magical one on Netflix that I want everybody to watch. Do you remember Kat Graham from The Vampire Diaries?
In theory.
Okay. She's also a musician. She's very cool. She's great on Instagram. I follow her.
Okay.
Okay. There's this movie on Netflix called The Holiday Calendar. It's amazing. It's about an antique advent calendar.
Oh, I'm in.
And so Kat Graham plays the main character. She's the girl in it. And her grandfather is the... I'm having such a brain fart today. I'm so sorry.
Switzerland?
No. Oh. From This Is Us.
Oh.
Okay. So Randall's biological father who dies in This Is Us, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, but I'm nodding supportively because I love you. And I'm here. I'm holding the space for this plot narration.
He was a fabulous character in a couple of seasons of This Is Us. He plays the grandfather in The Holiday Calendar.
Okay.
It is an antique advent calendar that predicts your life. So each day, a little door pops open and a toy comes out, and that toy predicts something that's going to happen in your day.
That's amazing.
So Kat Graham is this struggling photographer. She's not really sure what she wants to do with her life. And the advent calendar comes into her life and basically changes the course of everything going on.
That's okay.
It's really Netflix. Good, guys. It's on Netflix. So Netflix is slowly releasing all of their holiday movies.
Because they're trying to compete with Hallmark.
Yes, they are. And this is one of the first ones that they released this season. It's brand new. It's amazing. Please go watch it.
I love that.
Please go watch it.
What's it called?
The Holiday Calendar.
Okay. Can you imagine if you opened the advent calendar and there was like a knife? It was just like a subpoena.
It's just got divorce papers.
Or a baby.
Severed head.
Oh my god, we have to write a movie. This is why my football play would be called the Bethany Watson. Because it just goes
baby.
Downhill I, so fast.
I just picked up on you saying that there's a baby.
I didn't ask for this. This is not what I saw coming for my December.
For me, it would be like a papers for dog walking. I love dogs, but I don't want to have to pick up dog poop. Like, I don't want to be employed by a dog walking company ever.
You shouldn't. You don't have to be.
No.
That's a job you apply for. They don't just recruit you.
When you have diarrhea, what happens? How do you pick up dog diarrhea? These are the things I think about.
When you think of advent calendars.
When I think of maybe potentially owning a dog one day.
You know what? It's going to happen, but you're going to love it because it's your dog's diarrhea.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that happens when you have a baby.
Yeah, in theory.
In theory.
I definitely told my sister this weekend, my sister who has two daughters,
yes,
that she didn't understand love because she only has kids and she doesn't have cats.
Taste of your own medicine.
I was like, I'm sorry. You don't understand the kind of love that I feel because you only have kids. But one day even you might have a cat and then you'll know it. I can show you the screenshot. She did not respond. She just gave me a polite haha.
I'm dying. Oh my goodness. I'm so dying. Because how many times have childless women heard you really don't know what love is until you have a baby?
But they don't know it because they've never had a cat.
Shall we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yes. Yeah. So this week I learned that, you know, all of those jobs that you're definitely putting off because you're like, I don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do them all at the same time, just in like a manic, get them done.
Yes.
It actually doesn't take very long. Like I had all of these different errands. Like I had to go to the bank and I had to drop off my laundry and I had to like pick up a couple of supplies and it had to get cash and it was just too much. And then I did them all and it took me like an hour. And I had been building this up as this giant insurmountable pile of things. Yeah. And then it's like an hour.
And it starts layering inside of your head, like layers of a sandwich.
Yeah.
All these things you have to do. And then you're like, no, I'm just not going to do anything.
Yeah. I reject the sandwich. And then then it's just like, it doesn't really take that long. And you're like, oh, I could have just done that
yeah.
right away. So whatever insurmountable thing you have, it's really probably not that big of a deal.
Listen, I am the queen of procrastination.
Yeah.
Like, I think I missed all of seventh grade because I didn't do any of my assignments.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, this is
it's
good
okay.
advice.
Like, and I'm a big fan of procrastinating, but like if you're procrastinating, at least know the thing you're putting off isn't as big of a deal as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to take as long as you think it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're good. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
I learned that when your friend says, let's order a bottle of wine,
yeah.
and you know you have things to do that weekend,
yes.
and this bottle of wine is going to F you up for yep. the rest of the weekend, put your foot down and you say, no, mm-hmm. we're only ordering a glass.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn that lesson the easy way or the hard way, Kathleen?
I learned it the hard way.
Yeah.
Because I was having dinner with my friend Doug on Friday night, and Bethany got to briefly meet Doug. We all went out together.
I love Doug.
And then Doug and I went out to dinner, and Bethany said, I'm going home to put myself to bed.
Yeah, because I'm a grown-up.
And Doug and I headed over to this place in New York City called Eataly.
Yes.
Which is this amazing Italian market, and they seated us in this little balcony area that was so hot. And it's cold outside. You're wearing like your sweater. We're basically in our undershirts by the time dinner yeah. was over. And Doug is like, let's order a bottle of wine after we had already had a full glass at the bar. And because it was so hot, we drank the full bottle.
Yeah, because you're so thirsty.
And because you know when you order two glasses, sometimes the price of two glasses is the same as the whole bottle.
Totally. Yep.
This story is starting to be very complicated.
Okay, so math. So wine math is always difficult math.
I couldn't do anything for the rest of the weekend
oh.
after, and I also needed sleep. So I learned that you have to say no when a friend says, let's order a full bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get anything done for the rest of the weekend. I just sat in my own filth on the couch
yeah.
watching TV. I had like this weird experience on Saturday where I lost time. I just laid down on the couch. Neil's in Canada for the weekend, so I was totally by myself. It was just me and the cat. And I think I closed my eyes around 9 o'clock in the morning because, you know,
yeah.
9 a.m. is a good time for a nap.
Nap time. Second sleep.
And I was just in and out of it all day with MSNBC playing in the background. I don't think I came to until like 7 o'clock at night. I thought aliens abducted me. Like, I lost time.
Well, that is actually what happens when aliens abduct. So I didn't want to frighten you. But it might be what happened.
Oh, my Lord.
I do like that now this podcast has come full circle
mm-hmm.
because you started out talking about being in your own filth. And now
yes.
we know why you were in
yes,
your own filth.
Yes, because I was home alone. Neil yeah. was in Canada all weekend doing yeah. hockey things. I don't know, sports. But
that's what they do up there.
Yes.
That's a good lesson. Thank you for teaching us.
Oh, Lord.
But wine is so good. thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of An Acquired Taste podcast. We love you so much. Thank you to our partners, BioClarity, HelloFresh, and Third Love.
Yes.
We've said it before. Find us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
And on email, AnAcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
Also, we have a P.O. Box if that serves you. An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
And tomorrow and for the next 2 days, Bethany and I are headed to the Work It Festival.
Yes, it's a podcasting festival here in New York City. We're really excited. We plan to learn things, come up with some ideas, and do stuff.
Yes, do stuff. Lots of stuff.
Yes. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted on how that's going. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.